Okay, let's begin Parshas Bechukosai, Tavshin Pei Dalad, as we get into the final chapter of Sefer Vayikra, and Parshas Bechukosai, of course, the brachos and the klalos. We spoke in past years why the brachos so short and why the klalos so long. But we'll make a start with a comment of the Ramban, which we discussed a number of years ago, but we'll go a little more into it right now. So the Ramban comments on the bracha of Parshas Bechukosai, of Anasati Shalom Ba'aretz, right? Peace, what we daven for every single day, especially over the last couple of months. Anasati Shalom Ba'aretz, that's the bracha. Ushchavtem Ve'macharid, there won't be any anxiety, any worry. Vishbati Chayaram in Aretz, and the I will remove Hishbati, any type of wild animal from the land. V'cherev lo savor ba'artzachem. So if you look in the Ramban notes on v'hishbati chayara, and I will, I'm not going to translate what hishbati means. I will be mashbis, the wild animals. So the Ramban quotes the Medrash on the Pasuk that says there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What does this Pasuk mean? What is lahashbis, the wild animals? V'hishbati chayara, very unusual to have such a machlokas about such a nevuah. Aldas Rabbi Yehuda, sha'amar ma'avir min ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda says it means there won't be, when Mashiach comes, or whenever this time of Gula, there won't be wild animals. There won't be these dangerous animals. Hu kipshuto, shalo yavo chayos ra'us ba'artzam. Right, maybe they'll be somewhere else in the world, but there won't be any chayos ra'us. There won't be lions and tigers. Kibios has sova, uberabos hatova, veheyos ha'arim meleos adam, lo tavono chayos b'yishuv. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says they won't come to where the people are. Maybe they'll be on the other side of the world. But they won't be around. There won't be any danger of wild animals. That's what it means. Vishpati chayara. V'yaldas Rabbi Shimon, Amar, Mashbisan shalo yaziku. Rabbi Shimon said, no. They'll be there. They just won't be ra'os. They'll be chayos, but they won't be ra'os. There'll be lions and tigers and bears, but their nature will change. They won't be dangerous. They won't be dangerous for people. Yomar vishbati ra'as ha'chayos min ha'aretz. The evil of the chayos won't be there. I think we discussed a number of years ago, I'm not sure in a parsha shir or elsewhere, this could be the nekuda of the machlokas here could be related to the general shita of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon often, in many machlokos, in Shas, he looks at the pnimius hadvarim, while Rabbi Yehuda looks at the chitzonius hadvarim. Machlokas on Shabbos, if I do a malacha, exactly what the malacha is, but I do it for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. One definition of Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda says, you did it. You look at the act. The act was done, it's done. Rabbi Shimon says, no. That's not an Isod Araisa. That's Pater. Because what's behind it? Is it a different Kavana? That makes a difference. It's not the malacha. Darshin Meskavi, and also a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Darshin on time at Dekra. Do we try to look for reasons behind the pasuk and determine and widen or narrow the where the mitzvah applies based on the reason? Right, Rabbi Shimon says yes. Darshin in time of the Kreb. Yehuda says no. The pasuk is the pasuk. So here too, amazingly, interestingly, Hishbati Chayawa. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You look at the outside. Chayas Rose. What does this pasuk mean? There won't be any. Hishbati Chayara. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, no, as long as their nature changes, that's considered not being there. Vishbati chayra, the ra shebachayos won't be there. And there are many others, tashbisu on Pesach. But the Ramban says, I like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Vahu anachon. Interesting, he's paskening about this agada. Right? Vahu anachon, that the animals will be there, but they won't be dangerous. Ki tia eret Yisrael beis kiyam ha-mitzvus. And then now the Ramban says, what is it going to be like? And this is what we have to look forward to. And this is what we daven for. Ki tia eret Yisrael beis kiyam ha-mitzvus. Kasher haya ha'olam mitchilaso kodem cheto shel adam harishon. What the Ramban says a number of times in his commentary on Allah Torah, the goal of world history is to get back to the state that it was in before the chet of Adam and Chava. To get back. He says that, I think, in Nitzavim. And he says that back in Bereishis, but that's the goal. And what was true in those days? Pre-chet, the animals didn't put the people in danger. Ein chayav aremes meimis adam. Kamosha amru, ein aron meimis, alachet meimis. Right, that's by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa.
V'chulu, and he quotes a number of other psukim.
Animals are only dangerous for us because of our sins and our spiritual level. But when the world was created, line 13, they were all herbivores. They didn't eat people. Says the Ramban. And then because we sinned, we went down levels. But the Ramban says when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back. And maybe that's what Vishpati Chaya Ra is referring to. Referring to that state. It's not that the animals are going to change so much, but because we're going to change and we're going to be on a higher spiritual level, then the animals will relate to us in a different way. And that's what he says at the end. Al kein amar akasav al yimei ha-goel. Ha-yotze migeza yishai. Right? The goel. The Mashiach. She-yashiv ha-shalom ba-olam v'yechtel ha-teref. That the shalom will return and the teref, the fact that they will hunt us, will be removed. V'kol chayara kasher haya b'tiva mitchila. So Rabban says this pasuk captures the idea that vishpati chayara. Why? Because we're going to go back to the state of pre-chait Adam and Chava, when there was an idyllic existence, and we got along with all the creatures of the world in harmony, and that's what we daven for as well. Again, how does this fit? What stage of existence is this going to be? Like the Rambam says, is there a machlokas? The Rambam says, based on Shmuel and the Gemara, that Olam Ein Vein Olam Azel Mabay El Shibud Malchias Bilvad is going to be a physical existence. The Rambam seems to be talking about a physical existence too. But it's just going to be a little different because we will be on a higher spiritual level. Okay, we continue. We'll talk a little bit also about Geula in one or two of the sources relating to Yom Yerushalayim. That's Be'ez Hashem coming up this week as well. The pasuk says in the middle of the Tochacha, Perachava pasuk Lamed Beis, V'nasati Yisareichem Charba pasuk Lamed Aleph first. Your cities will be desolate. V'hashimosi es mikdashechem. I will make desolate the mikdash, the churban. V'lar ariach barech michochachem. And I will not smell the aroma of your karbanos. V'hashimosi anias haaretz. I will make desolate the land. V'shamamu aleha oivechem hayoshvimba. And your enemies will make it desolate hayoshvimba. Those that sit there. Those that are there, it's going to be desolate for the enemies. Say Chazal, Rashi quotes it here, embedded in this klal is also a bracha. It's also a bracha. Zumida tova li Yisrael. Zumida tova. You read these psukim, it's so terrible. Every pasuk is terrible. Desolation, desolation, desolation. But here it's desolate, it's emphasizing, v'shamamu aleha oivechem hayoshvim ba. The desolation to your enemies. What does Rashi say? Your enemies will not have any satisfaction and nachas ruach in the land, because it'll all be desolate. It'll all be desolate. Rabbi Frand, in one of his Sfarim on La Parsha, discusses this and says, of course, the Ramban, that this is, based on the Chazal, that this is really a bracha. It's really a bracha. And he says, think about it, what the Ramban is saying, Rabbi Frand says, for 2,000 years, Eretz Yisrael, the land flowing with milk and honey, has been under foreign dominions, Romans, Persians, Arabs, Turks, British. And what became of it? As we'll learn soon also, a dusty Arab wasteland. Hardly anybody lived there. The Ramban went 1,000 years after the Churban. 1,000 years, nothing has been growing. And look at the mashal that Rabbi Frand gives. Source number 3. Imagine if the Indians try to reclaim Manhattan Island. We want to renegotiate. We sold this island for you for $24 worth of wampum. I don't even know what that is. We'll reimburse, you know what? We'll give you 100% return. We'll give you $48. 48, all in cash. No, we understand. Okay, you know what? We'll go up and up. 48,000, 48 million. Because we want to buy it. Manhattan Island is not for sale. And no matter how much the Indians would offer, priceless. Well, imagine why? Because look how it's developed. Imagine if the Gentile settlers over the past 2,000 years, before 150 years ago, had been able to develop Eretz Yisrael over the last 2,000 years. Imagine it in the 20th century, if it looked like one long Manhattan Island. Would it have been possible for the Jewish people to recover this real estate for a national homeland? If this was developed by other countries and other empires, and it produced for them, no, Jews, you want to come back? You can't come back. You can't come back. It was only, nobody called this a homeland before the Jewish people came, and all of a sudden there were some other people that were living with right now that all of a sudden call it a homeland. It was only the blessing of your enemies who dwell in it will be wretched that has made possible for us to recover the land. And Rabbi Fran noticed, he says, and this has always been noted by others, I've always been mystified by the placement of the oil reserves in the Middle East. Every country, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Aden, Yemen, Egypt, from Eretz Yisrael, we cannot squeeze a drop of oil. But look at the other side. If we were oil rich, would we have been able to recover it from the Gentiles? Geula. And this is based on a Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. Right? The land will not prosper for the Umos HaOlam. It will not. It will not grow. For thousands of years, it did not grow. They tried. Plenty tried. This is the Holy Land. Didn't work. Rabbi Greenberg in Midarkei HaParsha, the former Rosh Yeshiva in Kerem Yavne, in his Sefer, also talks about this. Ramban, Lefnei Kishva Me'ot Shana, Pirash Ramban, line 8. Sheshimim Mas Ha'aretz, He Shibcha Shel Eretz Yisrael. This pasuk, even though it's in the throes of a curse, it's so terrible, it's desolate, there'll be nothing, but it's La'ivechem. La'ivechem. Kshigir Ramban La'Eretz Yisrael, when the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael, he lifted up his tefillah. I remember the Ramban came, he said, I couldn't find the minyan. Forget the spirit, physical desolation. But he says on the next page, a letter from him, he talks about Shimimas Ha'ovim, Kasha Yavo Elech, Umatso Komachme Adi, Yivrachumikim Ibne, Oye, Verodifayin, Veraba Azuva, Bekar Varetz. Everybody leaves. And then Rabbi Greenberg starts quoting. Lefnei Matayim Shana, 200 years ago. What was written? Michutz Lachomas Yerushalayim Lo Reinu Shum Chai. 200 years ago, about 1800, I was at the old city walls. Nothing alive was around the old city walls. I saw nothing alive, not even animals. You realize the desolation. Lo Shamanu Shum Kol Chai. No noise. Matzanu Oso Reikanis. Empty silence. Dimimas Olam Shereres Ba'ir. And then famously, line 14, Mark Twain. Mark Twain, Shebiker Bishnas Tafresh Chav Zayin, right, 1867. Eretz Shmama Shekula Shamir Vishayis. Totally desolate, nothing grows. What a arid, dry. Yeshkan Azuva Shafilu Hadimyon. You can't even imagine how empty, desolate, silent this place is. There's nothing alive here. He ganum b'shalom lahar tavor. We got to Har Tavor up north. We didn't see anything alive. B'shum makom. Lo haya lo eitz v'lo siach. Not a tree, not a growth. These were objective non-Jewish testimonies of what took place between the year, I don't know, when did the end of the Churban and the Tanum, about 150 years later, from the year about 250 until the year 1850. For 1,600 years, nothing grew. That's a key of our pasuk. V'shamamu aleh oyveichem ha'shomim imba. And then what happens around 1850 when Kibbutz Galiyah starts, when the Talmidei Hagra, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, start coming back to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. What happens? Unbelievable. Mamish miracles. 2,000 years, nothing grew. All of a sudden, the land recognizes who's back. It starts growing. Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadiches. Rashi says, kishetitin eretz yisrael piryah bein yafa. When you see the trees and the flowers start blooming, you will know that the start of the geula process has come. Oz yikrav haketz. Rabbi Abba wrote that 1,500 years ago. It's not going to happen for a while. And that's what the Marsha says. This is not something normal. And this, we're not even talking about the Kibbutz Galios. We're talking about the physical nature of the land. Right? Where there's no more shmama of the physical lands. Once met someone who lives in Ir David. We were walking every time he points to a flower. See that? Geula, 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 geula. Every flower. Like, whoa. But that's pshat. Lefnei kishlosh meot shana, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, 300 years ago, ki ki'iver she'eno roeh ein uma nerdefes kamonu. We've quoted this before. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you'd have to be blind to not see this reality. There is no downtrodden and persecuted nation like Am Yisrael. Kol ha'umos ha'kudumos avad zichram. And yet, every other nation of the ancient world is not around anymore. Va'anu dveikim b'ashem kulonu chayim, and we're still around, even though we're the most persecuted. Hayara mikre asla kolela. Is this coincidence? What's happened to the Jews? What other nation? Talk to any country in the world. The Japanese. Tell us your tragedies over the past 2,000 years. Go to any other country or land. Rome. Tell us your tragedies. The Jewish people, the list won't end. Rachmana litzlan. And yet, we're still here. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that 300 years ago. Chai nevesh ki b'hisboneni b'neflosa ela. He says, I swear that when I think about this reality, that the Jewish people are still here, gadlo etzli yoser mikol hanisim b'neflos, sha'asa Hashem yisbarach lavaseinu b'mitzrayim. The greatest miracle that has ever taken place in the history of the world is this fact. And then he says, Rabbi Greenberg continues now, b'shas tafresh hayu be'aretz k'sheish hazlafim yehudim. A couple hundred years ago, there were 6,000 Jews in this country. Shivim shana la'achar mikein. Bizman Achrezes Balfour, in the teens, 1917, 1918, we went in 70 years from 6,000 Jews to 60,000 Jews. 30 years later, 1948, less than 100 years, we went from 6,000 to 600,000. Is that not Kibbutz Galios? V'yoser mikol, and the land. Ha'aretz nosenes peros. When the Pope came and visited, and he saw the greenery, what does he say? Okay, according to their beliefs. It must be that God didn't reject them. Thank you very much. We don't need you for the haskama. But when Rav Molivar, right, one of the great Chovev Etzion, he came to Eretz Yisrael in Tafresh Nun, what is that, 1890? Midei dabri lo uchalis apeik mi lo dabri negdo kalami. Ha'od lo tiru etzpe lo kim b'chosha karon lanu. Is to see Hashem's hand in the last 150 years in terms of the physical land, in terms of the amount of Jews that are in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll add the amount of Jews learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the amount of Jews that are connecting to Hashem. Ki ivrim eschem, Reb Molivar says, he said this 130 years ago. Are people blind to not see reality in front of them? Miliros ki ha'geula hechela? So we have to recognize, as we read the Tochacha, the Hakaras HaTov and the recognition that we have for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, who has helped the geula process. Yes, it's slow, and yes, there are ups and downs, as we've quoted in the past, but we have to recognize. Look at the last line of source number 6. Ha'im yesh mi sheyimsa oz b'nafsho. Would anyone dare to say that the last 150 years was not a Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating events through, with human helpers, like with Mordechai and Esther, like with Moshe Rabbeinu, but with human helpers to be able to charge the way towards Geula? Unbelievable. So this bracha, this curse, is really a bracha, as Rabbi Frand starts off and Rabbi Greenberg expands. Okay. Continuing. Another pasuk that seems to be, this one is more explicit. A bracha within the klala. Even though a number of years ago we said maybe it's a klala too. The pasuk says, let's read it from pasuk mem aleph. If we don't listen to Hashem, afani elechi mam bekeri, I will also act strange with you. Ve'vesi osam beretz ha'iveyem, I will bring them to the country of your enemies. O az yikana levavam ha'arel, then your heart will be humbled. You go to Gullus, remember it's a punishment. Your heart will be humbled, v'az yirtzu asavonam, and then their sin will be appeased. V'zacharti, and then we have a pasuk all of a sudden, it sounds like a good pasuk. Right? The minhag of Baalei Kriya is to lay this pasuk out loud, even though the rest of the tocha is a little bit lower. Zacharti es b'zi Yaakov, es b'zi Yisrael, es b'zi Avraham Eskar. Remember the Avos. Why are they backwards? Not for now. V'haaret Eskar and Eretz Yisrael. V'haaret te'azev mehem b'chulu. So the Pasha Pshad is that this is a bracha within the klala. We mentioned a number of years ago, the Shlach HaKadosh on the Parsha says maybe this is also part of the klala. Because if we have nobody to learn from, then we're less to blame. But the Torah is saying, look who your parents were. Look where you come from. And this, if you didn't come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, okay, you're less full of blame. But look where you came from. So it's part of the klala. But there's another, Alderach Drush. Alderach Drush. Let's see the Imre Shefer of Shlomo Kluger. Source number 7. Zachar these be Yaakov, Arez be the Yisrael, Ezkar, Vechulu. And then the next passage we didn't read. Via Aretz Ezkar, Varz Teazev Mehem, Vetiris Eshapso Seha, Vehem Yirtsuas Avonam. Right, the next passage. We didn't read it. Vav Kamzos be Yosemer Zayvehem, Lo Maasim, Lo Gaaltim. Hine Kol Mefershim Erichul Etaretz. Says Shlomo Kluger, everybody is bothered to explain Mashayachus Yesh Lazea Pasuk Lakan Beem Satochacha. What is this pasuk doing here? Even if you want to say it's a bracha, what is it here for specifically at this stage? Yesh Lomar, Tine Mitchila Siyem Pasuk Leel. What does the previous pasuk say? Pasuk Mem Aleph Ozikana Levava Ma'arel Vazir Tu Asavonam. Our heart will be humbled by being in exile. And then our sin will be merutze. Yesh lomar, he says, I'll tell you a drush. What is yirtzu asavonam? Our sin will become wanted, merutze. Well, the Gemara says in Yuma, gedola tshuva me'ava shezdonos nasu kizchuyos. If we do tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love, our averis become mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. Our averis become mitzvahs. How could you could say you do tshuva me'ava, you use it as a springboard to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's what the Gemara says, tshuva me'ava, our mazes become mitzvahs. Lakach, so that's what's going on here. The pasuk mem alav is about tshuva. Yikana levava me'arel, our heart will be humbled, and therefore yirtzu asavonam, our sins will become merutze. Sheyasu me'avon ratzon, sheyasu me'azon ezechuyos. Right, our veros will become mitzvahs. Nirtzavo, na v'chulu. What's the problem? Is this tshuva me'ava? What does the pasuk describe? We're going to go into galus. We're going to be downtrodden. We're going to be tortured and ostracized. And we're going to do tshuva. And we're going to nirtzavo. That doesn't sound like tshuva me'ava. Ach be'emes kasha, line 21. Kivan sh'amru chazal de tshuva mi'yira. Zdonos nasa rakish gagos. Tshuva mi'yira makes your mazes into shogigs. That's all it does. V'kan nomar sh'yasa rak tshuva mi'yira. But here it's only tshuva mi'yira the pasuk describes. Tshuva out of awe and fear. K'mo sh'kasa b'feirish. O az yikana levavam he'arel. Mashma day the yisurim, the klalis. It's through yisurim and difficulties and curses sheyavolavim yikana levavam. So my pshat doesn't work, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. Right, it says yikana levavam ma'arav v'az yirtzu as avonam. Your avonam will become merutza like a mitzvah. V'yimkein heicham or az yirtzu as avonam shesavchu l'schuyos v'nasa ritzon. Right, this isn't tshuva mi'av, this is tshuva mi'yira. So what's going on? Says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, that's the next pasuk. V'zacharti yisbitzi Yaakov, v'afes bitzi Yisrael, v'afes bitzi Avram. That pasuk explains why a Jew's tshuva is tshuva me'ava. Why? V'nei nearly davar chadash. Dibi Yisrael leka kal tshuva me'yirarak me'ava. The Jewish people, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, do tshuva me'ava. Their tshuva is always out of love. What do you mean it's out of love? It's out of fear. Rotsoni lomar. Da'afim Yisrael osin tshuva me'yira. Nechshav gamken me'ava. Even though on the surface it's tshuva me'yira, really it's tshuva me'ava. Where do I know this from? I would say, go out on a limb here, top 5 Rambams. Meaning, where the Rambam talks about, which Rambams would you ever mention in Hesichas Musar? Besides the last Rambam in every Sefer. How many? So the end of Hilchas Me'ilah, the end of Hilchas Temurah, the end of Hilchas Melachim. Okay, fine, there's many. But how many Rambams are going to get into a Sichas Moser that are not the last halacha of a Sefer? Here's one. Right? Gerushin Beis Chaf. Remember what it says there? Remember the context? Somebody has a chiyuv to divorce their wife because whatever the circumstances are, and he doesn't want to. So Beis Din will use some means of theirs in the days of old to help the person recognize what he has to do, to put it nicely. But the question the Rabbi asks is that, but you're not allowed to give a get by force. So how can Bezdin do that? If Bezdin forces him, isn't that a problem? So what does the Rambam there explain? If you remember that deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing. Deep down every Jew wants to follow the Ratzon Hashem. It's just that our Yetzirah is kofet us and force us not to do it. So all Bezdin is doing is removing the Yetzirah. And then Memela, the true Ratzon of the Jew comes out. The true Ratzon of the Jew. Meaning every Jew wants to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Mishim Hachi, line 36. Mahani b'Yisrael kofen osot shiyo barotzani. Right, that helps. Mikoach de nefesh Yisrael chafeitza tamer lios Ratzon Hashem. Rak haguf eina manicha. My neshama, my nefesh wants to do it, but my goof is the sar shev isa, as the Gemara says. V'kivan demachlit shenes haguf. Once I weaken the goof, nishar ratzon hanefesh. The ratzon hanefesh is there. V'imkein hachanami so to tshuva. Tshuva miyira. But it's only tshuva miyira because my goof is preventing inside my nefesh desires. Nefesh choshekes lashuva lashem eava. Rak she'en haguf menicha, second column. But once I remove that, so once I do tshuva miyira, it basically automatically becomes tshuva me'ava, because that's our shorish. So what does the pasuk say? That applies to Bnei Yisrael, who naturally have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put into our DNA from Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because those are our ancestors. They put it into us. Me'ata kol zehu b'misha yatsa mishorish Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. B'zeh mistama holech achar sharsho. We follow our roots. The chafetz lashuv me'ava. Rak ha-meniyah mikoach ha-guf. Right, the meniyah is physical. And there are halachas also. Right, the Gemara in Kiddushin, daf lametes, b'Yisrael yimitzarfen machshava ro'al ha-maisa. By a Jew, even if I have a thought to want to do an avera, Hashem doesn't count that as an avera until I actually do it. Why? Because the Maharal explains, mistama, the Jew's not going to do it. Because ratzon of the Jew is to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He won't do it. If somebody doesn't come from Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, they're not as naturally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, I want to do tshuva me'ava, but I have all of these layers. But really down it's tshuva me'ava. So what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Yikana levav ma'arel yirtzu asavonam." So what's stuck in the pasuk Torah right now? Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. Because why is it yirtzu asavonam? Because we're Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael at roots, our heart connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our heart connects. Tshuva meyira is always tshuva. Is always tshuva me'ava. It flows one into the other, and that's what he says now in the psukim in the continuation. Turn the page. Source number 5. Me'ata yuvnu apsukim. K'min Chomer, we understand. O az yikana levavim ha'arel, v'az yirtzu asavonam. Kiva chenichna levavim ha'arel, once my heart is lowered and humbled, imki nechlesh koach haguf. And the nefesh wants to do tshuva me'ava. How do you know that? The next pasuk. Right, v'zacharti yisprisi Yaakov, v'avivisi Yisrael Avram. And maybe that's why it also goes backwards. Because if we're going backwards and coming and flowing from our roots, so what do we hit first when we go backwards in time? We're going to be like Yaakov, and also like Yitzchak, and also like Avraham. And he ends off by saying, "V'doke tev ki advarim nechmadim be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach." This is a sweet thought, he tells us. This is a sweet thought that we have to use and connect to in order to be able to make the most out of our lineage and recognize we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I mentioned in the past, right, every Shmona Esrei, the first thing we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where we came from. But the first thing, we open up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Whenever you meet somebody, Lahavdil. Whenever you meet somebody famous, if that ever happens, the first thing you want to do is to create that personal connection. You want to play a little Jewish geography. You know my aunt's brother's wife. And we always do that because then there's all, oh yeah, now they'll remember me. Now there's something special and unique and different. So we open the door to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's office, we walk in and we say, well, who am I? Avram Yisrael Yaakov. And that kavan is ma'akev. Because we go on their shoulders every time we go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's office, kaviyachol, and he gives us that zchus. Okay. Moving right along, also on the pasuk of Zachar Yisbisi Yaakov.
So if you look in the Medrash, source number 6, the beginning, there's a Medrash summarized. Medrash and Vikar Rabbah, I didn't give you the Medrash, but the Nesiva Shalom here summarizes it. Masmich lepasek v'zacharati espisi Yaakov. Vav espisi Yisrael, espisi Avram, eskar v'aretz eskar. Connected to that, v'ha'aretz eskar, the Medrash mentions the machlokes beishamai and beishilal. And we'll get back to Avram, Yisrael, and Yaakov. But the Medrash connects the machloka beishamai and beishilal. Beishamai omrim hashamayim nivru tchila v'yachar kach ha'aretz. Beishamai says, first the heavens were created, and then the earth. Ubeisilal omrim, ha'aretz nivrei tchila v'achar kach shamayim. Right, first the aretz. Right, so what do you focus on? Bereshis v'ra lukim as ha'shamayim as aretz. Shamayim first, or do you say, v'ruach lukim merachefes al pnei ha'mayim, the mayim is on the aretz, so whatever the psukim are. Machlokes, what was created first? Obviously, whenever these machlokos come up, they're not just trying to tell us something physical, but something conceptual. What's the message? And what's the machlokes about between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? But either way, first there's a third opinion. Omer of Shimon Bar Yochai, Tama ani eich nechluku avos ha'olam abriyas shamayim v'aretz. How in the world is there a machlokes about this? Aretz shamayim. I don't think what was created before the other one. Shani omer shamayim v'aretz lo nivru ela ke'ilfis v'kisui. I think it was created as a unit, like a pot and its cover. Shamayim v'aretz are a unit, like a pot and its cover. Hainu yachtav. Amar Belazar Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon Bayechai says, Im kedash shamar abba, b'chol makom u'maktem shamayim v'aretz, u'b'makom echad u'omer b'yom asoz Hashem l'kim, eretz v'shamayim. Sometimes if you have a pasuk, aretz is first, sometimes shamayim is first. You know what that tells me? That my father's right. That it was created as a unit. Milamech eshneim shkulin shavin zeh kazeh. And based on that, after you have that machlokes about Shemayim v'aretz, Beishamah v'Hillel, and then you have the machlokes, different sukkim, the Medrash also quotes other examples where sometimes one is first, sometimes the other is first, and really they are equal, and one of the psukim is right here, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Sometimes it says Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, sometimes it says Yaakov Yitzchak v'Avraham, Malami sheshloshtan shavin zeh kazeh, they're all a unit. Three are shavin. So what exactly is the message of this machlokes and the message of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and then comparing it to the avos in the various orders? So as the Nesiva Shalom always does, he brings it lamaisa. He brings esoteric midrashim and sources lamaisa into our lives. That's why somebody once pointed out there aren't as many. If you try to think of what other Hasidic sefer, so to speak, has become mekubal in basically all worlds, all olamos, Hasidic, non-Hasidic. You don't have to be the slonimer to learn the Nesiva Shalom, because he brings it lemaisa. He brings it so clearly, giving a message and puts it into terms that everybody can understand down here, not just up there. So he says, "V'yesh lo maderach avoda dihine lech l'ku ha'achim hakadoshim." He says, we know the machlokes between Rebbe Elimelech and his brother Abzusha. There was a machlokes between them. A machlokes l'shem shamayim. Im ha-Yehudi tzorach l'haskel b'avodas Hashem yisbarach, b'gadlus ha-borei. How do you start? Do you start with thinking about how great Hashem is? V'kama shamasi yosher as gadlus ha-borei ha-ri u'bol ha-kar b'shif l'zatzmo. How great Hashem is, and that will lead me to how lowly I am? Or do you focus first on how lowly I am, and that will lead me to how great Hashem is? Maybe it later became known as Slobodka Navardik, different types of views. Shazark Lahatam Shiflas Atzmo, Meyakara Shiflas Atzmo, Yabalakara, Begala Sabari. And they went to ask their Rebbe, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zusha. Rizulishos Rabbam Hamagad Agadol, the Magadim is rich. The Heshav Lahem, Eluve Elu Dibri Elokim Chayim. He said, you're both right. You always hate that answer, but that's the answer. But you know what? You could start with Shiflas Atzmo. But that's the machlokas. Suggest the Slonim Rebbe, maybe that's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's going to be two pshatim about the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What was created first? Aretz Shamayim, Shamayim Aretz. How should we create our spiritual worlds? Should we first focus on Aretz, Shiflas Atzmo, and then Shamayim, Gavlas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? or start the opposite. That's the machlokas suggestion. Shammai Omer Shammai Nivru Tchila. Shammai says Shammaiim Tchila. Haynu Shehudi Tzor LaHaschla Migalus Habori. Start with the greatness of Hashem. Vahilal Omer Eretz Nivrei Tchila. No, start with the land. Shehudi Tzor LaHaschla Mishuflas Atzmo. A Jew has to start with his own. And Rav Shimon Yochai says you can't choose one without the other. It was created together. A pot in the cover. Tama Ani Alavos Haolam Shenechleku Badavar Zeh. Shani Omer Shammaiim Eretz Nivru Yachtov. You need both together. You can't recognize the humility. I can't have humility if I don't recognize the greatness of Hashem. And I can't recognize the greatness of Hashem unless I realize that I'm not so great. You can't have one without the other. Pshat number one. What's the machlokas about? Where do you start in Avodas Hashem? Galvas habori shiflas atzmo, Rashbi says, it's got to be both. Uba'od ofan yesh lomar, or a totally different idea, you might say, the symbolism of Aretz and Shamayim, Dekoy al sur meira va'ase tov. Shehem yesodos avodas Hashem. Maybe it's where we start from. Do we focus on just jumping in to mitzvahs, jumping into doing more things, or do I focus on fixing issues in my religious personality? The Sur Meirah or the Ase Tov? Umatina Bezeh Beis Drachim. Again, two ways to understand. Im Yehudi Tzorach Lahaskol B'Sur Meirah, maybe first focus on Sur Meirah. La Koreishis Asara, to get rid of the Midas Rose. Hatomen Bekirbo. Vaydezeh Yagil Ase Tov. Once I get rid of the Midas Rose, then it could be clean. And then I could start afresh. Kilo Yitachin Lagil L'Shleimus. You can't go to the mikvah while you're holding a sheretz. You can't come to Shleimus Ase Tov Batorah Vavoda B'li Akiris Hara Mikodem. But maybe not. Maybe Ase Tov, once you jump in, that'll help me remove my midos that need improvement. Right? Which way do you go? So maybe that's the machlokas Be Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shamayim, Shammai Omer, Shamayim Nivru Tchila. Right, Shamayim was created. Tchila Hainu Shiyudi Tzorach LaHaslami Yonim HaShamayim. First focus on heavenly Torah V'Yavoda. And Hillel says, no. Eres Nivrei Tchila Hainu Shekodem Tzorach La'akar Asaram Yonim Artziyim. First start down here, removing the stains Es Atavas V'Hamidos Haro Sheish Bekirbo. And again, the Rashbi says, according to this, you got to do a little of both. Shaloti tachin, you can't do one without the other. Shaloti tachin, akira sara, below ase tov, v'yef shal ase tov, below akira sara. And you gotta do both. And whichever pshat you give, now he says, remember the Medrash compared Shamayim va'aretz together? The Medrash compared that to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because each of them, and Yaakov is even put first here. Shalok kishar makomos, why? Because Avram symbolizes one, Yitzchak symbolizes another, and Yaakov symbolizes the synthesis. And they're each important. Avram, obviously, you might say, symbolizes going out in the Aseh Tov. Yitzchak is more of the Gvura, the Sur Meirah. And Yaakov is Teferis. Yaakov is the bringing it all together. The Chesed and the Gvura becomes, and the Yira becomes Teferis. HaKolel Mezigas Beis Amidos Ke'echad, that puts together both midos together as one, Ava and Yira, and that's the comparison in the Medrash. And obviously, that's what we have to be working on. And these Yimei Asvira, now that we're in the last third, post Lag BaOmer, we have to do what we can to be able to improve and to focus and to accomplish as much as we can in all these days of Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. Okay, towards the end of the Parsha, we have the Parsha, after the Klalos, we have the Parsha of Arachin. Or Erechin, values. Values if somebody decides they want to be noder, a certain amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash, or different ways that they could do it. So 2 points, one from the Rishonim, one from the Achronim. The Chefer HaChinuch says, on the mitzvah of Erechin, the mitzvah of mitzvah shemarech adam. If I say I want to give the Erech of so-and-so, I have to look in the Torah, depending male or female, depending on the age. Right, that depends. How much? That's a funny way of just giving a dollar amount, a shekel amount to the Beis HaMikdash. I give a shekel amount, and if I say, I want to give your Erech. Okay? So you just got to look in the Torah. There are a number of mechanisms that one could use to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Hektish, Cherem, Erech. So the Chinuch just notes that this is one of the mitzvahs that reflect the power of Dibur. The power of Dibur. You say Erech, you must fulfill that. A Jew has the power to create a mitzvah or an Avera with his words. That's the Parsha of Nedarim, at the end of the Parsha of Matos. That's the Parsha of Erech in here. Shafisha Adam lo yishtatev be'elyonim zlasi b'dibur. What makes us similar to the Elyonim? Our Dibur. Right? Animals don't have Dibur. What makes us similar to Elyonim? We're the only creature on earth that has Dibur, which of course reflects intellect. And that's the Unkelis, right? He quotes, the Chinuch learned Unkelis like we learn Unkelis. Halavai, we should learn Unkelis. But the Chinuch says, Ruach Mamalala, right? On Nefesh Chaya. Talking, spirit, that's what defines us. That's what defines it. That's what gives us life. Nefesh Chaya. The rest of our being is not Chaya. You might say, he says, Kishar Achel Giaguf Mezameim. Without Dibur, which is intellect, then we're not alive in the full sense of the word. So this is one of those mitzvahs that reflect Dibur. We have to make sure that we recognize the power, and once we say something, to fulfill, as the Chinuch notes. But Rav Moshe has another idea about Erechin. I think we mentioned this about 15 years ago. But it's a fascinating ha'ara. Rav Moshe notes that the Torah talks about, and the Mishnayos and Erechin talk about, Erechin and Damim. There are two different ways. If I say, I want to give the Erech of you to the Beis HaMikdash, so this specific mentioned in the Torah, in the Pesukim, Torah Shebichsav, based on gender and based on age, the Erech of a person is fixed. If I say, Damei Ploni Alai, Damim, that's not fixed. That goes in the days of old, if somebody is sold as a servant. You know, how much would they go by? How much would they fetch? So that's fluctuating. Damim is fluctuating, Erechin is fixed. Two different ways to give value to the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Moshe, you know what those two reflect? The two powers that every person has. There's the fixed basic power, and there's the superpower if they really apply themselves. Nira da harunu bazeh, v'yesh madrega hakavua la'adam, v'yesh madrega, there's a set stage that we have, v'yesh madrega shekol achad magia eleh ba'amlo b'masav. And there's another level that a person could get to with their hard work. O gedola me'akavua, o chas v'shalom gerua, which is even greater, but if they don't even do any effort, then they'll even fall from their erech. And everybody has an erech, a fixed set basic amount that, let's say, they could accomplish with a basic amount of effort. The basic level that we are on, we could get to basically easily. But life is not about our erech. Life is about our damim. Even though it takes a lot of work, we have to push ourselves in life. Because then we could achieve the damim of our life and not just the erich of our life. To realize and recognize when we have students, when we have children, when we have friends, there's beyond what could be achieved. There's a song that my kids played for me. It's always I get so emotional when I hear it. There's a song that's out now. That's Anachnu Am Shel Giborei Al. Giborei Al is the Hebrew word for superheroes. Giborei Al. And the song is all about, in Hebrew, this guy is a plumber, but now he's a officer in this unit. And this guy is an English teacher, and this guy is a musician, and this guy. And it goes through what he does, and then what he does, and what he's been doing for the past 8 months. He's a school bus driver, and now he's this. And the song is all about how hidden inside each, there's a drawer inside, and there's a chayal that's hidden inside. And when the time comes, and when duty calls, so then we are a nation. Anachnu Am Shel Giborei Al. That is the, this is Am Yisrael. And this is really what Rav Moshe is reflecting here. How Am Yisrael have so many in Am Yisrael, the level of Mesiras Nefesh of our nation is We could stand up to any other nation in terms of our Mesiris Nefesh, in any other generation. Other generations have, you know, have a lot more going in various areas, but we are unbelievable. Anachla Am Shel Gibor Re'al, because we are shooting for the Damim and not just the Erech. And that's what Rav Moshe says here. Erekacha and Damim, right? Madrega Shekolachad Magia Ba'amalo Ubamasav. Hashem should bless our nation and all of their Amelos. One final thought for, if we're going to have time, I want to really get to two more thoughts. Rav Soloveitchik talks about, I'll just mention some of it. You know what? Maybe I want to do the last thought. If we have time, we'll get back to Rav Soloveitchik. The last thought is just remembering history. Remembering history. Somebody get me a sefer this week called Mikroi Kodesh, all about the modern Yom Geula, Yom Atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim. But it just reviews a little bit the history of Yom Yerushalayim and what was going on in 1967. And those who remember should remember, and those who were too little or not born yet should have to do a little research. Right? And he just said, there's no chidushim in source 11 and 12. But I just put it here because we have a chiyuv to remember. Binush no sover dar. Medinos Arab lo ishlimim kiyuma shel Medina Yisrael. We know from 1948, none of the Arab nations, accepted the right, so to speak, the partition plan. We accepted our homeland. The Arabs said, no, our mahus is that you don't have a homeland. And they never accepted it, and we had war for 19 years. The first 19 years of the state of Israel, no Jew could go to the Kotel, no Jew could go to Maris Machpelah, nothing. This was just the reality. On Hei Yar Tavshin Chavzai in 1967, 3 weeks before the beginning of the Six-Day War, the Mitzrayim, who was supposed to have a treaty, Hei Pharaoh Mitzrayim Etzaheskim She'nechtam Ima Ve'chnis Etzva, what they sent their army into the Sinai. They sent their army to the Sinai, into the area which was supposed to be internationally protected. What did we do? We turned to the Americans, we turned to all the other countries. Hey, please, take care of this. Panta la'ezras arzot abrit v'shar medinos ha'olam b'vakasha. Be mekayim your obligations. This is your responsibility as the United Nations and the international community. And guess what? They said, sorry, we can't help you. We can't help you. Right? A country around us, an enemy country, said, they violated. And all the other countries said, heshivu espaner rekam. Nobody was there. Am levadad yishkon is not a new concept. Once the other Arab nations saw that America wasn't interested and no other countries were interested, they said, okay, let's join Egypt. And they made a treaty. Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Iraq. The goal is to destroy the Jewish country, the Jewish nation. Let's have a second Holocaust 23 years after the previous one. Obviously, all the surrounding nations, they had greater artillery, they had greater planes, everything. What did the state of Israel have? They had a couple of Hamish airplanes from Czechoslovakia, and what did they have? A couple of a bunch of Holocaust survivors that were given a couple of rifles. Manigam chibru begalui es kavana dibru begalui. The Arab leader said, this is our plan. We are going to push the Jews into the sea. Right? We have some of that Lashon right now as well. Rachmana Litzlan. Fuhukshru harbe bati gvaris. I spoke to someone, a Rav, a few weeks ago. He was part of the Chevr Kadisha preparations. They prepared hundreds of graves. They were getting ready. Hukshru harbe bati gvaris. Rabim chashashu. Shomedes eswachesh medirat Yisrael chalila shawashniya. And as we know, this was the build-up. This was the build-up. And as we know, unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, the beginning of the Six-Day War, the surprise Israeli attack of the Air Force of the Egyptians, Peta Evarich Yisrael Achayelat Avir Shal Mitzrayim, Surya Yardin, on the morning of Chav Vav Iyar, Kemat Kol Matosi Chel Avir Hishtatfu, within a few hours, more than 400 airplanes of the enemies were destroyed, and the war was already in a certain direction. Mamish nisim niflos. Mamish nisim niflos. How'd that happen? All Egypt, they all said, we are going to destroy you. B'mifsazu isiga Yisrael el yonat avirit. They had command in the air, and then obviously determined where the war was going. Tov zman katzar yatsu matosei chel avir. They came home, and then what happens? Continue.
Israel went to Jordan and said, don't start up with us. You don't shoot at us, we won't shoot at you. We won't. Let's. And the king of Jordan, Siyata Deshmaya, didn't listen. And maybe it was because he thought the Mitzrayim said that they're winning. What happened? We wouldn't have gotten Yerushalayim. We wouldn't have gotten Hebron if he would have listened to the Israel who said, please don't fire on us. L'shem kach shachar Yisrael shadar l'melach Yarden, line 25. We sent representatives. We won't fight Jordan. If you don't fight, Melach Yardin Dachaz Bachashes Yisrael, I'm not interested. And because of the Akshonus of the king of Jordan, that is why we were Zochet to the Shechru Yerushalayim, Shechru Yehuda V'Shamron, and Bechastav and Atzumim, right? Every day, Yerushalayim, the Hebron, the Golan, all of these, towards the end of 12, Yad Hashem Nirase Begali B'Melchamazu, Mamash Nisim Neflos. Nisim Neflos. So as we celebrate these Nisim and Eflos, it behooves us. We are not allowed to forget the Chasdei Hashem, to not recognize it. And this is not a political discussion. This is a religious discussion. This is recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, not to be kafuye tova for anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Yes, we daven for Geula Shlema, we daven for more, but to recognize the steps that have been taken, as we mentioned before, over the past 150 years, to see Yad Hashem, for us to recognize Yad Hashem, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each in our own way, and B'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to not only the Kotel, which is one external wall. That's not what we want. We recognize that we want what should be inside the Kotel, and that is the Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira b'yamim.